في مطحن كورونا تنزل تبين تفهم تدخل شرط وشو ما يخص
Just got off the plane. Chazal Hakadosh tell us in this week's parsha that is Chin of Chulish Urcha. Then we come to the Omer of the Midim Shem Chulish Urcha. So it's not really the right time to talk on Yom Kama. But being that the chelik of the yeshiva kedosh going to Yisrael together with the Rosh Yeshiva, so the normal time when we talk is not shaykh this time, so we'll try to talk Yom Kama, the first day as much as Hashem will give us the emes to the koyches. We all know that the Yom HaKadoshim was involved Befrat, especially the Ne'ile of Shavovim, the Parshis of Yisrael and Mishpotim, a very special Eis Rotzen. The His Oiris and the Tshuva that we are zoiche to have and do in the Yom HaKadoshim of Shavovim, felt by the Ne'ilo of Shavovim, Pesach Lo Nashah, Beis Ne'ilo Shah, gives us the koiches for a whole year. These are very special, special days from now till Shabbos Kodesh Mishpotim, Mishkolim. We are zoiche to have the right Oiris and the right tefillin and the right tshuva. The whole year is different. We all know that the Magid was Megalit to the Beis Yosef, that Lefi his Madrege, he was Oisik in Bechinus of Avoidis HaTshuva in Yimei Shevovim, and the Magid was Megalit to him from Shemaya. We all know the Beis Yosef had a Magid coming to him from Himmel, from Heaven, from Shemaya. And the Magid told him that Lefi his Madrege, it wasn't Bishleimis, like it should have been, but being that it was in the Shoivim days, Yimei HaKadoshim Shel Shevovim, everything was in the Skabel Rachman Rotzen. It's a special Eis Rotzen. We try to talk about Yisoid in short words, Bitzora, that can help us, Be'ez Hashem, always, especially in the Yimei HaShevovim. The story that we're trying to talk today is, we mentioned it many times in this Mokum Kodesh, the Yeshiva Kedush, the Kedush that's felt in this Yeshiva Kedush is tremendous, mamish. Chazak Desh tells the Kvoid Achsanya, the Kedush is Achsanya, and all the Chaverim of this Yeshiva Kedush, this Beis Medrash HaKodesh, have a special zchus, a special matona from Hashem, that they're zoiche to be a part of this gewaltige Mokum Kodesh. As I mentioned times before, my English is very schwach, very poor. L'chor, it's getting worse every time, but we still try my best. That's not, Satmarov said that's not English, try my best is Yiddish. We mentioned the Yisoid, that one of the most important things of a Yid, Mefrat in the Yom HaKadosh Mev Shavovim, is to more and more try to remember our tremendous koiches we have, our tremendous neshama we have. The whole Shoivavim is the Gugulas Mitzrayim, starting from Parsha Shemois, going through the Eli Yevayero and Vayera and Boy, the Makis, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Kriyas Yamsif, and the Shleimus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was by Kabbalah Satorah, we all know it was Hamishim Sha'orim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Yoyim HaChamishim, the Giron, the Toldus, and many other Tzaddikim tell us, Schuzmul, and it was by Kabbalah Satorah. The main point of Geula, the Toldus brings from Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, and many other Tzaddikim, the Rebbe Meinich, Schuzmul, the main point of Geula is when our neshama is in Golis, that's Golis. Korov al nafshi go'olo dover, the Melech tells us, Klal Yisrael davens to Hashem, to Belzerub, and the Noem Begudim, to Feresh Loim, and many other tzaddikim, Shchulayim, Korov al nafshi go'olo. My nefesh, should be zoicha, to be nigal. Dover the Melech is mispal, hu tziyo, mi mazger nafshi. The main go'ula is, our neshama shouldn't be in Golis. What means the neshama is in Golis? If we don't know our koiches, we don't know how much the Eibishter has tremendous nachas, and how much we have the special tafkid and shlichas, our dor b'chlal, everybody was prefer to bring Mashiach. That's Golis. The Dubna Magid. Said a mice, all of the Mishalim of the Dubna Magid, some of them were mices, Shehoyu, some of them were mices, Shelohoyu. He used them as a moshel, but the moshel the Dubna Magid brings down is of a mice, Tzariches, but we'll try to stay short. I can be marach. He said, drive 25 minutes, not more, you know. There was once a very poor Yid, very, very poor, and he tried to be a shtickle, a peddler, working very, very hard, going from city to city in all kinds of weathers, and matzovim, and making mamish a few pennies, a few prutas. And once when he was selling one of his things, a piece of schoire, and he caught it, and a very rich man saw, and he saw that he has, I don't know how you call it in English, I said my English, in Yiddish they call it golden hand. How do you say it in English? When it's the Eibishter to give sometimes people that they, with their hands they could have, is it was in English? Talented hands. He saw the way he was calling it, and he told him, "You're working so hard, making a few pennies. You're so poor, you, your family. Come to me for a year. I have a lot of things you could do for me. Work. I see you have such gewaltige talents in your hands. And I'll give you a gewaltig salary for the year, and you'll be able to change your whole life, you and your family, even become a shtikle givir." And I say givir in English, a shtikle wealthy person. Will change your whole life. Go home to your rebbetz and ask her permission if she gives you a shus to go for a year. They lived far away. Big rich man from this poor man, and but it's Kedai. He was what they call a Dorfsman. How do you say Dorfsman in English?
A villager,
very posh person, as Rebbetzin was even more. But they heard they're going to be able to buy a table, chairs, a bit of furniture, fix up the house, have a little bit of food in the house. The Hasogis and Ashiris wasn't too big, but they heard that they're going to be able to change their life. We were very happy, and Freilich, he went a whole year, he was working, and the rich man was happy that he had a gewaldig worker who was making gewaldige Sachen, and he was happy that he was able to, he had a Lev Toiv, a Yiddish heart, and he's able to be Mahana, this poor man. And he's Mahana, he's able, he's able to help him. They were both, gewaldige year went through. After the year finished, the Gevir prepared, I don't know exactly what they called it, let's call it dollars. He prepared like big packages of hindutas, hundreds, a big schum, a year's time work away from home. Such a good work. A big, let's say, I don't know exactly what they call it here, what's the, a nice payment for a year in America, but a nice salary. And the poor man comes in with a simcha after a year being away from home with such gaguin, now he's going home with a big schum. When the Gevir gives him the money, he became pale. He says, "You're making a joke of me. I'm a little kid. You give me a few papers with nice pictures. That's for that. We talked about money." He said, "I'm gonna." So the Gevir chapter, he thinks money is big packages of pennies. That's called money by him. $100, that's pictures for little kids. So he said he can't explain to him. He can't explain to him. It's not going to. He won't be macabre and just push the personal heaven and find him on the way. For a few pennies, he'll give away $50,000 for 10 cents because he'll think that it's just papers. So he said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And he took big sacks of money, which was, and he gave him, and he was so happy, went home, big, schlepping home with big sacks of money. No, okay, do it. That's his assault. So he came home, and his rebbe saw, a year with big packages, mchaya, it's gewaldig. They're going to the store, they're going to try to buy, they were told they're going to buy furniture, and they didn't have washing machines, whatever they're going to make, they renovate the house. So first they went to a big store of furniture. And he's going with the Zak, and then he's wondering that everybody's buying it with two free hands. Where all the money from all the people? How are they buying it? The first time he was in such a store in his life. No, stomach doesn't know what's going on, but he's schlepping it. All his money, schlepping a banker, schlepping a tish, and anyways, he put together his whole furniture for his house, and he comes to pay, and he starts taking out these big sacks. The moiche, the seller looks at him, you know, he never saw it. But he understood there's a villager, that's the way they work it. So, okay, he start counting, and they count and count. Because it was made for half a chair, it was a few So he told him, I'm shy, but I'm saying, you know, with this money, you can't buy this. You want to buy it? Maybe I'll give you a broken chair or something, but not. So he says, what did all the people buy? What did they buy? So he opens up his drawer and he shows him, he almost chalished these papers that the guy wanted to give him. That's the way what people buy. And he had such papers, bunches of such papers, and he didn't take it. He thought maybe the rich man, you know, he said he wants for the year a few zekelich from pennies. So he runs back a week or two till he goes back and he starts saying, "I'm sorry." The Gevir tells him, "I knew chas v'sholom, I'm going to give you everything, but just if you don't understand that this is real stuff, then how could I give it to you? Yeah, of course I put it away for you. I'll give it to you," and everything was gewaldig. A lot of them showed them, but what's Negel and Yoneinu, Torah, Akdush, Mitzvahs, Rechush Godel, that's the biggest Rechush we have. We are Zoicha every day, we say Moida Ani. the whole day, it says from the Mezir Chimag and all the tzaddikim, that the whole day, the Moida Ani has Ashpo for the whole day. We say, Echzar to be Nishmosi. Of course, Pasha, we thank the Rabbi Nishloim that it was another day of Chayim. Like Chazal Nishim tell us, Biot Chav Kedruchik. But we also on Makir that our Nisham was upstairs. Echzar to be Nishmosi. Hashem gave me my Nishama back. We have a Nishama. Like we say by the Baruch of the Kai, Nishama Shenesatabi. We have a tremendous Nishama. And we are zeich every day to learn the Heilig Torah Kedush and do mitzvahs and be a Eved Hashem. A whole day we're doing Gerotz and Hashem. Reb Shimon Ve'echoi tells us, I'm not Avda the Kutsi B'richu. The Sigid Nekameh, when we come to the Kai Reis, B'chol Yidon V'ido, we are zeich a whole day to be Eved Hashem. We mentioned that I heard they call it in America 24-7, meaning a Yid, that's a Schuz. Avdu the Kutsi B'richu, B'chol Yidon V'idon. A whole day and a whole night we're Eved Hashem. And we're all steiging every day more and more. And we have a tachlis, the whole world is a proizdor. We have a tachlis. Everything we do is avodas Hashem. Everything we do is tremendous nachas ruach for the Rabbi Nishlam. Everything we do builds oilemis, and the whole Klal Yisrael has hashpoiz because of our Torah mitzvahs. And the heilige, heilige Mashiach, which is so close, everything is through our Torah mitzvahs, and all the neshamas from all our zaydis, we all the tzaddikim tell us that ikvus in the Mashiach, our door, just like a koyim shleim of a person, the whole person stands on the ekiv. Klal Yisrael is a koyim shleim, and the whole Klal Yisrael, all the doors, is standing on us. And every neshama of us, every one of us, b'li yoytzim haklal, have a koil neshamas from all the doors, and with our tikkunim, we're doing the last tikkunim before Mashiach. And we're bringing Mashiach. We can't imagine. But if we're not makir, we're like less than the villagers. We're not makir. We don't understand every Torah, every mitzvah, every kvish sayetz, every milchema sayetz. We know before Mashiach, our Chaim God tells us sharnun. All these technology kelim, all the nesiyonis, it's sharnun. Klal Yisrael is fighting for our lives. Mamish is a. We can't imagine what these kelim did already. And Chas v'Chalila, if we're not going to try everything we can do, we can't know what's going to happen. We have this chus to fight Shar Nun in order to bring Mashiach. But if we're not makir what we have, then the Eibishter can't give us our koiches, because if we have to get like a sack with pennies, because if we're not makir, the more we're makir, the chashivis from our Torah, the chashivis from our mitzvahs, the Eibishter gives us more koiches and more koiches. And the Eibishter is mashpiat as Hashiris. Everyone could be a Talmud Chochem. Everyone learning, chazering. Who had this, the Bochum Yigalai to have this Chia, to learn a whole day, tremendous Chia. Bochum Yigalai to have this Chia, to teach Torah to others, tremendous Chia. Bochum Yigalai, we have the Tafkid of being Kvias Itim, Havir Tafkid, but everybody has a Chelik HaTorah, and the stand Rosh Hashiva has all kinds of projects with all kinds of ways that the Olim should be more and more steiging away. And that's tremendous, tremendous, gewaldige Kirif to Mashiach. But we have to know the Koiches we have. We have to know. There's a very, very strong Maisak. I'm not going to say it long, only very, very short. But the Ridvaz, who was one of the Rabbanim in Slutsk, said over a long, long mice. But the point was, there was a Katziv. How do you say Katziv in English? Butcher. A butcher man. That very, not so poor like the guy before, but also not too rich. And it was the doctor of Slutsk, was Ugufurin. How do you say Ugufurin? He was a tinnik shanish, but he didn't have any shaykhis to Torah mitzvahs, Rechmon al Islam. He was a big, he thought he was a very important man. He's going spazieren, he's going to say spazieren. He took a walk and he sees something, it chapped his eye. He sees that there's a bunch of koinim, how do you say koinim in English? people, clients, and the katzav is begging them, please, I want to close shop. Thursday afternoon, by Yom Rahim, there was no freezes, so Thursday afternoon was the time when the oil and bought the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. And here, he not wants to close shop, he has clients, he has to make money. He has more, he says, you're a rich man. He was very tmimis, you have a lot of oilam haba. You're saving people's lives, you're helping people. I'm a posh de katz, I'm a posh de butcher man. I have a little bit of oilam haba. I have to daven mincha now. Almost, it's going, this month is finishing. And I can't afford to be mevater or mincha, but tefillah, but tzibur. I'm a poor man. I need every oilam haba I could have. That's what posh the people wants. The whole life was surrounding. Oilam haba, he needs oilam haba. He has to daven mincha. What's clients? What's oilam haza? The gab oilam haba. It's hevel avol. The doctor was ugufurna. It was very far. So he had a litzonus. He says, I see you want so much oilam haba. He asks him, maybe he wants to buy off his oilam haba also. That's what the doctor says. Says, of course. I'm a poor man. So he says, I'll make you a discount. I give you, he says he's going to give him his whole oilam haba for a ruble. I don't know exactly what rublech was. Maybe people know here. This, I think they still have rublech around, but it's not too much money. So all of them up. Yeah, I got excited. So wrote it down. Even though he's poor, he gave the ruble. It wasn't easy for him, but he gave it to him. Made it there. No. A few years later, the Rebbetzin of this doctor comes to the Rav to the Dvas. She doesn't know what's going on. She was also not a ganz noge for him, but she says, he was nifted to the doctor. Every night he's coming in the dreams. He says he came out of the mahab, wasn't the matzah was very not good. But it was Imam Shatinik Shanish Beit Nu, and I think so. Came white malochim, big malochim, and he said he had a leif toiv, and he saved lives of many people and didn't take money from poor people, the doctor. So he saved mishpoches and big oil of mahab he has. All of a sudden came a malach. Shows he sold his oil haba. No oil haba. He got permission to come down to his rabbits. That she should go to the Rav, and the Rav should go to the Katziv, and maybe he'll be moich. Oh, the Rav called the Katziv. Oh, the Katziv heard that it's real serious business. He didn't know how much oil haba the doctor has, but it's coming back from there. It seems that it has a big portion. So we made a deal. It wasn't easy for me. I paid the ruble. We signed. Why should I? He still said, "I have such a little oil haba. Now I got a big chelik." The Rav said they're going to make it in Torah, but such a Torah. The Rav said the Ridvaz could be such a soiris. I don't think anybody here was by such a Torah. Maybe yeah. I don't know. Maybe I haven't forgotten such a Torah. A nifter comes with oil haba. So I don't think. So the whole city came, such a toil, a nifter, a lumhaba, you know, it sounds exciting. And like Kedarko Shel Dvor, I say Kedarko Shel Dvor, there were a lot of poshta people in the city, and a part of the people said, the doctor's right, he's an lumhaba, he can't do anything right. So the katzav is still here, he can do mitzvahs, he should be moichel. And the other people said, no, the katzav, he paid good money. He's a poor man. He paid it. He earned it ehrlich. So the oiler was saying, you know, people, they like to mix in and everything. You know, he says, he's right. He's right. Anyways, the Rav said, in 2 hours, they're going to talk about the Dayanam and they're going to bring the Psak. Come if the Psak is Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph of the Psak is, no, Olam Haba, you know, the poiskim, you can't sell Olam Haba. You can't sell Olam Haba. Mainly the Mecca was never Chal. How do you say, is it in English? Was it Chal the Mecca?
It's the
Mecca. Huh?
It's the Mecca.
The Mecca didn't take effect. It wasn't Chal the Mecca. It's a little Mecca. Mecca Torres. Mecca Torres is English? Mecca Torres. Oh, Sif Aleph, also the guys of the doctor were very happy. Sif Beis, but the doctor, that he wasn't machshiv. His whole Olam Haba he sold for a ruble. He wasn't machshiv b'chlal. almost like the villager. He wasn't machshiv b'chlai. Yarinam haba for doing such a mitzvah. And he wasn't machshiv for rubik. He lost all his amal. Ooh, so everybody got so sad. So what do you mean? Such a big adam haba is just going to waste. Who's going to get it? B'chlai. Such a big adam haba. Siv gimel. Because from this ma'aseh came such a kiddush Hashem that the whole Slutsk, the whole city, was this oyer, is din, is dayan. Everything is written up. Everything is schav oynish. Everything is olam haba. That's the main thing. Olam haz is hevel avolim. Only what we do mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim. And the kiddush Hashem that came out from this ma'aseh, they were both shut. Because it came out only for both. Because if there were, never been a, the Mekkah never came out. The Olam Haba for this Kiddush Hashem is much, much, much bigger than the whole Olam Haba that he had for saving people. And in this Olam Haba, they both shoot for 50-50. So everybody's very happy. So but the Ridvaz used to say over the Yisoy, the Aflor, the Chizm Soifim, and Yotim Taz. Everything is totally how much we are machshiv. The more we know the koyches we have, the better we'll deal with them. Like Roisov, you have to know be'ez Hashem. We have tremendous koyches, and every mitzvah you do is kol chafetzecha leyishva bo. Shlomo Melech tells us every mitzvah is kol chafetzecha. The schar mitzvah like nothing could pay up for every Torah, for every mitzvah, every seder of Torah, and that's the chizuk of shoyvim. And that's the chizuk of Kabbalah Shatar Yisro Mishpotim. We should know the chashivas. Every Torah we're zoicha to learn, every seder, every mitzvah, every kvishis hayetz, we know it's such a shvachador. How is it shvachador in English? A weak generation. It's not mamish the optach, but it means that we have the sogis and the koiches. It's not like it was, but mitzat sheni. On the other side, we have the Milchemes HaYetzer. So much Narishkeit. Wie sagt man Narishkeit in English? I say Narishkeit in English. Narishkeit is international. Narishkeit. So many Narishkeit. So much. The Chesem Sofer episode is a marble of Narishkeit. So much. And we are Zoiche. Bochum have their Narishkeit. Children have their Narishkeit. All the people have their Narishkeit. And many times the Yetzer Hara bring all the Narishkeit together for young ones and old ones. A bunch, a marble of Shtusim. That's the Hagador. Koilis Maim Rab Madirim. Le'es Mitzoyf and Golis Shetiv Maim Rab. And we are Zoiche to be Poirish. Chonav HaKabolah Shatur is Hagbola and Prisha. Shmiris and I, we don't look on things that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want us to look, even though the Yetzer sometimes brings us all kinds of, how do you say, Nigerkeit, Sakronis, how do you say, curiosity to see, no koivish, we show me the prayer, we show me the time, we show me the neshama, no kaz, no kapdonis, always save upon me office, always do mirotzon Hashem b'simcha, knowing everyone has his shlichus, his tavkid, his koiches, every child, every bocher, every young man has his chelik atoyer, his chelik avoide, his koiches, his neshama, his osid, his tafke, the shlichas in the world. We're almost Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come. Dovah Melech tells us, we'll see the whole Golis is a dream. Ozimol is choyk pinu. It's choyk, how we were busy. He said and he did. And what's going on there, what's going on here. And all kinds of, we can't be mefired because everybody, Yitzhoy, Chazal, Tishim, tell us, Yitzhoy, Shalom, because the Magadam and other Tadikim tell us, every yochel has his yetzer hara, yitzroi shel odom. Vivakash hamisoi. Everyone has his yetzer haras, his melchomas, his battles, his koiches to be menatzeach. And the Rebbein Shem gives us the tremendous chiyah of shivohim, a kabbalah satoire, that we are zoiche to be makir, we are zoiche, we'll finish it with a maizviz. I think we said it over here, but we'll finish with a maise of the Chofetz Chaim. A Yid came once to the Chofetz Chaim and he told them, it's all al derech zeh, the Beis Aharon brings down the Bechanim, many other tzaddikim, it's Vasemes. But the Chofetz Chaim, a Yid came to the Chofetz Chaim, maybe Chor, a few times it happened, but one time a Yid came to the Chofetz Chaim and he says, Schar mitzvah hayal malek. Why? Chazal Gishim tells us, in this world, no schar mitzvah. Why? It says in Manisor, the Bebel Chaim, because the whole world can't pay up. The whole Olam Hazah can't pay up for one mitzvah. One shahakel, one baruch hu shmoy, one hashkoma, one yizgab kari lamed baboike, one every day is a new shlichus, new koiches, achzar tibin nishmos. The whole world can't pay it up. Schar mitzvah hayal malek. So this guy came to the Chofetz Chaim and says, I say, such a pshat. He says, he was very poor and he wanted to be a givyeh. So many mice with poor and rich, but this was another mice. He wanted to be rich. Maybe not rich. He didn't want to be poor. Maybe he didn't want to be rich. He didn't want to be poor. He said to Chofetz Chaim, the Bonsom says, the whole Olam Hazeh can't pay for one mitzvah. He's ready, one Ashayotza, to get. He should live comfortably. It should be finished with all the pawns. One Ashayotza. What do we say that the whole world can pay for one Ashayotza? He's Moichel, he's Mavata. How do you say Moichel Mavata in English? Yeah, I hope the everyone understands. He's Mavata. Mavata is the end. Also maybe international. He's Mavata. Okay, from the Moshe of Tzaram will for sure understand. He's Mavata. But he understood that he can't make such deals in Shemayim. He's Mavata. He needs protection. How is he protects in English? He needs the Chofetz Chaim connections. The Chofetz Chaim has connections in Shemayim. He'll do it for him. So he came to Rav, the Chofetz Chaim should go upstairs and be Masada. I say, be Masada, he should arrange it, right? He should go up and say that one Ashayotza, you'll get a good life on Olam Hazeh, and the rest, the change, is Moich, Mevat. The Chofetz Chaim was my entire kind. I say in English, my entire kind. My entire kind. Not everything could be said in English. That's the problem. Not everything could be said in English. My entire kind. I leave it in English.
My precious child.
My precious child. I'll explain to you. There was once a boy. I'm over time. I'm finishing it. There was once a child that he had a rich uncle. Very rich uncle. He wanted to give him a bar mitzvah matana. He was. By Yom Ha'im, I'm not going to be marach, it's very late. He gave him a check, let's say in the Sprach from Heintige Zeit, the way, let's say the Chotzran didn't have dollars and didn't have checks, but let's say he gave him a check, $500,000, a present, a little boy. But he told him, put it away. Can't understand what it's all about. Put it away. When you get older, you'll see what kind of present I gave you. Now you can't understand what it's about, but understand it fully now. But the Yingele, the boy, when a week later, he wants to buy Gittazach. I say Gittazach in English. Nash. Nash is English. I say Nash is English. He wants to buy Nash. Oh, he takes his paper, the check, goes to the store. Oh, guy takes it, fills up a big bag of Nash. He never saw such a thing in his life. He said, Yingele, it seems the names your uncle gave to you, you know what this is? He says, give me change. Give me change. So he says, change? I can't give you change for this. He says, he's Moichel the change. Now everyone says, well, he's Mavata the change. So, give me a bag from Nash, and here I have $500,000, and the change, so the Chofetz Chaim says, also, if he's an ehrlich person, how do you say ehrlich in English? Much more than honest.
Ernst.
That's also what if he's an ehrlich Yid, he'll tell my Yingele, what are you telling me? That you're moichel, you don't understand what you're saying. Listen to me. Put back the Nash. Go home. Put away in a good place. And when you'll become older, you'll understand what a favor I did to you that I didn't give you the nash, and I wasn't moich. But if he's not an honest person, and not a elchid, Oh, you moicha? Okay, moicha? Okay. Yeah, I give you 2 bags of nash. 3 bags of nash. Nash in the whole store. Just be moicha. So the Chofetz Chaim said, what are you saying, moicha, Rashi Yotza? You're a small boy, you're a small yingle. You know what the Elam Haba is, you know what Rashi Yotza is. You don't have seichel, you say you're moicha. The Ebishter knows better what's good for you. Don't be moichel no mitzvahs. Don't make no such businesses. Don't be moichel. The Rebbeinu Shlom could be mispal, the Ebishter could be paros, but don't start playing around with your mitzvahs. Kol chafetzechel yeshibo. Together, shoyva vim kabolis at Torah. This brings us a simcha shel Torah, a simcha shel mitzvah. This brings us to understand what we're here for, on the world for. 24/7 we said, Eved Hashem, at home, in Bismedesh, Tfile, Torah, Kedusha, Tahar, Simcha, Benol Mechavero, Emune, Betochen. That's what we hope, that's what we have for. Neshama, 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 Torah, Mitzvahs. And B'chol Rechadeo, we need a few pennies also. That helps us to do Torah, Mitzvahs, Tzedakah, and everything. But, remembering, the Heilige Chamisha Oseh B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Ilon, Ilona de Chaya, Eitz Chaim, Nishmas Chaim. Chamisha Oseh B'Shvat reminds us the Ik is the Neshama, the Ik is the Pnimius, the Ik is the Chaim, Eitz Chaim and the Machzikim Bo, we all daven Hashem, and Shreel Pus, we should be Zoyche, the Shevov, and the Kabbalah Shatoy, and we be Shleimus, and we should all be Zoyche, Schatches, Gemura, Mole Chizuk, Mole Simcha, be Avde Hashem, every day we get up in the morning, remember the Hechzar to be Neshmosi, a new day, new koiches. Every time we come to the Heilige Bismedesh to learn and daven, remembering the Zchi we have, the Heilige Matonis, the Rebbeinu Shem gives us, the bigger Chushgodl, and we all be Zoychet in Mekalf and Mashiach, Tzedkei, and Amen, and Amen. Thank you.